I want to clarify the thing further. And with that clarification, we will meet naturally a place where we will have to work. This work will be a very personal work afterwards. But first, let's look how this whole sugya, when you want to say that in that way, is built from that what the Bore Olam wants from a person, and why over here there is an obligation that you ask people and you have to listen and you have to ask what to do. And on the other side there is a place where you have to decide yourself. So let us split like this. It goes like that. There is a rotzon of the Bore Olam, which is in the modern language too. I think you use that in English too. They love that. The Nevi Shechaim calls that like Tikkun Olam. Yeah? The mitzvahs are metakin the Olam. So that is the Nevi Shechaim. Shar Aleph, he speaks at length on that the mitzvahs are metakin the Olam. And the understanding of Tikkun Olam, which comes out of this Nevi Shechaim, that means you have to learn it and you have to see that. But that's what the Nevi Shechaim means, that he says all these mitzvahs, they are doing things for Shomayim, Ba'olam Esel Yoinim. It's not only to tell you that your actions are not so as simple as you think. It's not. That is a very basic trait in Tikkun Olam. Because Tikkun Olam means that things which are above your dimension, above you, above, Olam Esel Yoinim, Shiel Koim Elyon, all these words the Nevi Shechaim uses, things which are above you, they express themselves here. That is your mitzvahs. Your mitzvahs, you are giving a place that this thing which is way above your dimension, way above your understanding, way above that, is able to express itself over here in this world through your action. So that's what means Tikkun Olam. So then, when you understand that in this way, then you understand immediately that basically you do not have any say, because you can't know what's going up there. When the tachlis of the world, the way the Nevi Shechaim says, the tachlis of the world is Hashroa Zashchina. So do you really think you have a say there, that you can say, by me Hashroa Zashchina comes through this and this maise? No one asks you. You have to know what's going up there. And you have no clue. The Bore Olam has to tell you that. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah b'Shomayim. And he's Yered, he was Moirit Torah, Mina Shomayim, Lo'oretz, because that's what is Tikkun Olam. That's what Tikkun Olam means. That these things which are way above, they have to be expressed over here. That's what we got Torah for, that was the Halacha, that is Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what we have. So there, you have to be exact. Alachut Asayra, you have to be Kulea. Because there's no place for your own opinion. You can't say, my opinion is like this. You can't. There is an exact thing going on, Torah, and this Torah has to express itself here. So over there, again, it's not my inyan now, that in Torah there is also a place for Torah Shebaal Peh and your own, and that's Chanukah, and so, but I don't want to go into that, because then this whole thing will be blurred again. I want to split that up in a very definite way, even though we could go further, okay? But that is the principle of Torah, is that there is Torah there, and you have to be Kelea to the Torah. Rabbi Sol says that in Michtav Lamed, in Ahagoy, he says that Rabbi Yossi in the Yerushalmi says, I do not know Din Torah. I don't know Din Torah. And Rabbi Sol explains that this exactness which is there to hit the very exact point, the way it is, up in Shomayim, that Rabbi Yossi said, I can't do, because I'm only a human being. Yeah? But this is Be'etzem the sugya. The sugya is that there is an exact thing going on there, and this exact thing has to express itself here. There you have no say. And that's why you have to go ask a person. When you don't know, you have to ask someone. But there is another sugya going on. The Bore Olam wants to be Mashre Shechina Bore Olam, let's say. Or he wants to be a Melech Al Olam. That's right. So now, we had once a Melech, which is called Shlema Melech, which he was Melech in Yerushalayim, and he was not Melech in Yerushalayim, he was Melech on his stick, Al Makloi, yeah? Molach al Makloi. So when the Beroilum is a Melech, the Beroilum does not want to be a Melech al Makel Echad. No, he wants to be a Melech on a full world. But this full world is depending on you. That depends on your generation. That depends on your position. That depends on what you have in your own asset. Is it your children? Is it your own life? Is it your own environment? This is the area we are now speaking about. That I want to have a world, which this world is a world I decide what to do, and I make the world a world which is broader in. Avodas Hashem will see that, but it's broader and it's more there, and I decide that I want to go this way and not that way. I decide on my shidduch, I decide on the chinuch of my children, I decide on my world. But the Boreolam wants to be moilech in that world, but he wants you to build that world, because the kli, the place where this gilui will be chal, that's your business. That is your business. You have to do it. Yeah? Because that is the klal Yisrael. That is you. But you have to do that. And we see that by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, well, it's obvious to Rav Dosen in Perek Zayin. He says, the Rav Dosen says on Ioy, when Ioy got all these, before all of how Puronis, when he got all this punishment which Ioy got, that means Eoiv wanted to have a shield in which will separate him or which will guard him, yeah, from this Puronis. He didn't say I don't deserve it. That he can't say. Doesn't know. But why does it come upon me? Because I have something which will give me a protection. Yeah? Bulletproof vest, when you want like this. That's the chesed. I made the chesed. Why? Machil oeh maschit zveim shenem voeichel piti levadi voloi ochel yosun imeno. Everyone was eating money at a table. Voloi ishi malbish arumim. I gave out clothing. Shenem arum megeis kvosai gischamo. From the geezer of my kvosim, they were warned. So I gave out clothing. So why not? Why wasn't that the protection? You know. After the king of Malach was born, Eoiv adayin lo yigato lechetzi shir shel Avraham Avinu shel Avraham. Ato yoishes v'shoya v'seich beischo v'oichin nichnosim etzlecho. Et shadar kilechol paschitim, the one which was used to eat paschitim, hechilos paschitim. Et shadar kilechol bosor, hechilos bosor. You gave, you were sitting in your place, you were not going around, you're sitting in your place, and the one which came, he exactly got what he was used to. Yeah? His needs were met 100% in the best way. But Avraham Avinu lo also came. Elo Yosef umahader bo'ilo. Ukeshemotso olchim, he was walking around and looking for people. And when he found them, Machniso v'teich beiso, eshe ein darke lechol paschitim, hechiloso paschitim. The one which not used to eat paschitim, he gave him fine bread. Eshe ein darke lechol boso, the one which not used to boso, hechilo boso. Eshe ein darke lishe yayin, hechilo yayin. And the one who was not used to wine, he gave him wine. Veloi oit, elo omat, ubono paltrin gdoinim, ala drochim, viniach maichel umashke, וכל הבו ונכנס אוכל ושושו בירך לשומעי. ולא יועד, that he made a big place where you had to say brochus. That was the purpose of Avraham Avinu, the second chazal. But it says ולא יועד. That means the first part is a thing by itself. Yeah? The first part is, what was this first part about? That was the answer to Eoiv, because that was the Leumas Eoiv. He was sitting at home, and he gave everyone what he was used to, or what he needed. And Avraham Avinu wasn't sitting home, he worked outside. And he gave the person not what he was needed, and he gave him what he was not used to. Yeah? What did Avraham Avinu do? So Avraham Avinu was building a world. He was broadening the world. Eoiv didn't do that. Eoiv gave to the person exactly what he needed, and what he was used to. The world wasn't bigger after Eeyore. But after Avraham Avinu, the world was bigger. There were new people, and not only were new people, there were new people which a new breadkite, you know, however you want to say it. So Chazal say it through food. Yeah? That's the way Chazal speak. But it means a principle. He built the world. He was building a world. Yeah? And he was making the world bigger. And now you see that Avraham Avinu did that from himself. Because I think that is, it says over here, it's Yodua, the Dvorim of the Aldom in Slobod, for Slobodka, which he asked why Lloyd was got the protection from this Puronis in Sdoim only through that he didn't reveal that Soro was the wife of Avraham Avinu when he said Achoisi. Why was this his protection? He made Achnosos Ochim by Mesirus Nefesh. So that should be the protection. So he answered, no, that can't be the protection because this he saw by Avraham Avinu. So that was not his own initiative. That was not from him. Yeah? But he's not telling that Soro is his wife. That came from himself. And that protects him. Now, Eoiv wanted the protection. Boiroilov told him, this can't protect you because it is not 100% coming from yourself. Because you are fitting the needs of a person. So the beginning point is that person there. Yeah? The beginning point is not you. The beginning point is the person there, which he needs now bread. So give him the bread. You wait for him, he comes to your home, he needs bread, you give him bread. So that's not 100% from you. But Avraham Avinu, the whole thing was 100% from him. Yeah, that's what we speak about. It is mi'atzmoy, from him. And that is the koyach where you build your world. When you want to build the world, the way Avraham Avinu did, you build the world, not only give what is needed, you build the world, that comes from yourself. That is Avraham Avinu, which it came from himself. Okay? So that is the sugya we are into. We are into this sugya whenever we have to build our reality or world or whatever it is, that means chinuch yelodim or chinuch atzmeinu or making a shidduch, we'll speak about that, or whatever it is. So that is a thing where you build your world, and then it's you. You have to invest in that. It's you which is needed there. The way by Avraham Avinu, it was him. But that's the sugya. So there is another sugya again going on, which this is that by the halacha you have to hit the point. So that's not the sugya of Avraham Avinu over here. Yeah? And over here, this veloyoid goes like this. Of course, when you are building a world, this could go out of control. This I don't have to explain to you. That's, I think, a very clear thing, that it could go out of control. And that is the veloyoid. Veloyoid elo, that he told them, you have to give a brocha to the veloyoid. That means, this broadness of the world is not getting out of control. This broadness of the world is connected to Avodas Hashem. But those are two things. It's veloyoid. Yeah? Those are two things. The one is that the world is a bigger world. And the Beroilam has a bigger world to be nisgali in. It's not only a makel. It's a bigger world. And that is the work of Avraham Avinu. Yeah? But then, this bigger world is not a purpose by itself. It should just escape. No. There you say a brocha. That's veloyoid. You say a brocha. But there is a thing that you are deciding on your world. What's going on? Yeah? That's Avraham Avinu. Now, we spoke that the koyach which you have to decide when you have to make a decision, this is the koyach which I call that you have to identify yourself with one of the sides. Yeah? You have to identify yourself. And that's the way the Shikul Hadas works. Shikul Hadas means that you identify yourself with one side. It's not that you are intellectually understanding that this side is better than the other. No, you have to identify yourself. And this kind of identification, by us, it sounds like alien, or we feel ourselves that we are more intelligent than that. We call that enlightenment. That's right. That's what we call that. We think we are enlightened people, and we do not have to have this very primitive kayach, which is called identification, that I identify myself with something. No, I am with my thought process and with my intellect,
I will decide with that. You call that enlightened people. So the truth is, that's not called enlightenment. That's called that you cut yourself off the highest koyach you have. It's like you cut yourself off from a thing which is much deeper than you can imagine. That's the koyach of being identified with something. That's a koyach which is much deeper than what you can imagine. And you just cut yourself off and say, no, we don't need that. For example, but this is a low example, but it is an example. Once in the old times, there were people which for their motherland, they went by Mesirus Nefesh. By us, it looks like primitive. Yeah? That's primitive thing. That's a primitive thinking, you know? That's like retarded. We are more advanced. We don't do that anymore. We will think through and decide through our thinking process only. We are not identified with the king, or identified with a flag, or identified with such, no, that doesn't speak to me. I am more enlightened than that, yeah? That's what you think. And you don't understand that be'etzem, you cut yourself off from this deep koyach, which is called, I identify myself with one side. This is a disaster. We have to renew that, because be'emes, the basics of emune is this. Emune is not rayas. I say it always, and people are very against me. They say, you are intellectually dishonest, and you are not consistent, and you can't think. Whatever you want to tell about me, it's all true. But that's not the point of the emune. On the emune, I'm right, you know? Because emune goes like that. You identify with a thing. And then comes that guy and say, identify, I today identify with this, tomorrow I identify with that. That is like to say, today, Yibum you make with the Ashes Ach, tomorrow I'll make Yibum with the daughter, because by Yuda it also was with another girl, you know. So it's like today as ever. Identification can't change, because it's you. It's the same thing that you would say, today I am a human being, tomorrow I'll be an ape, and afterwards I will be a dog. No! You are a human being. The koyach of identification is much deeper. It's the deepest koyach you have. And you cut yourself off. And then no emunah. And then no shalom bais. Because you don't identify with your stoop. So it's a question, where is it beneficial? You know, a very intelligent boy, you know. He thinks only where the benefits are, you know. You're thinking like business. You're thinking like intellectually. And you lose that point that you identify with something. That's a disaster. And Shikul Hadas and the Hachroes Hadas is revealing that you identify with one side. It's a foolish apostle. Yeah? I'll say it. It's a good... It's even though a little bit too much, you know, but it's a foolish apostle. There are two things you'll see. That's two things. There was the Chazal say in Broches, Chazal say in Ein Das Havdola Minayim. Yeah? So what's the pshat? So you learn in Ein Das Havdola Minayim, very simple. When you have no brain, then you can't be Mavdil. So that Chazal don't have to tell us. Because that even the thickest goy can tell you that, you know. Chazal don't have to tell me such Dvorobetele, you know. No, for sure not. No, in Ein Das Havdola Minayim means Havdola is needed where you have to make a Maise Havdola. Yeah? Between the chamor and the shor, I don't have to make a avdolah. It's a muvdolim voimdim. Avdolah you do whenever the thing looks the same. Motzei Shabbos is dark, yes, but still Shabbos. And now it's still dark, same darkness, nothing changes there, you know. Or you can make avdolah till Sunday, till Monday, you know. But nothing changes. It's the same day, it's the same time, looks the same. But now you make avdolah till here, Kedusha Shabbos, from here and onwards, Yom Chol. That's your Havdolah. That means that has something to do with you. It's not the thing itself. Yeah? Something to do with you. So that's the Kriya Havdolah. And that's the Das. Im Ein Das, Havdolah Minayim, the Das gives you this identification that you say, that's it, here I am. It is in the Mefurash Apostle. Because the Apostle says, in my separations, that was the first Havdolah, it says, Vayavdel Elukim, Beino Oiru Veino Choshech. Yeah? And then it says, the pasuk afterwards, Vayikra Elokim Leor Yoim, Velachoshech Koro Laila. So Chazal asks, why doesn't it say, Vayikra Elokim Leor Yoim, Velachoshech Koro Elokim Laila? That's what you have to say. So Chazal say, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachet Shmoi Al Oro. That's what Chazal say. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachet Shmoi Al Oro. So there you see, Havdoleh includes an identification. Meyachet Shmoi. The Beroyim was Magdil Ben Oiro Ben HaKadosh. And then it wasn't that he looked like the Oro is a very nice thing. He should not be Meyachet Shmoi on anything, you know. No, that's the word of Havdoleh. The Havdoleh between Oro and Choshech was Megale, that by the Or, there is the Bore Olam. And by the Choshech, he isn't. That is Havdoleh, yeah? That the Das is Megale, that there you are. And now that's the first time you understand that when it says that Odom and Chavo were married, it says Vayeda. Yeah? And you never understand why it is Vayeda. Vayeda, Odom is Chavo Ishta, which means Yeda, knowledge, you know, and then you say it's a Loshen Chibur. No, it means that he is identified with the other side. That means marriage. It's no better word in the world than to say Vayeda, because das means that you are revealing that I am identified with one side. And that's called Vayeda Odom Eschava Ishta. That's what it says. That's Vuburish Apostle, yeah? That means that das, the Achroes Adas, gives an identification. You identify with one side. And there, the Achrayas begins. There. Because that goes like this. Let's say this tzio, which we had last time, the tzio of a shidduch, yeah? You make a shidduch, and you have two sides. And this, for this side, it's only for illustration, no real people involved in that tzio now, yeah? Okay? Excuse me. But for an illustration, it goes like this. You have a sofik, and you have two sides, and then you think, perhaps she speaks too much. That there are realities like this once in a while. You think, yeah, she speaks a lot, but that's a little bit too much, you know. But you think, and you think over, and you think over, and then you identify with the side that you are going to marry this lady, and you marry her. And after 2 years, you reveal that she speaks too much. Yeah. That was 100% true, yeah? So what do you do now? So whenever that happens to you, that you are turning back the wheels and say, oh, I was the decision was wrong, then you are a chamor kofu shmoine, you know? You are gornished. You are stomach, is that gornished? You know, of course not. That's not true. No. You don't go back and say perhaps the decision wasn't right, because you were identifying with one side. And now, you are accountable or responsible, or you take achrayas for this one side. How? Not only that you say, I stick to this. It means that side was before the decision, was a sofek, where I should identify. After I identify with one side, this other side turns over in a place of work. Now you have to work on yourself, that you are able to live with a lady which speaks too much. And believe me, you can live with such a lady. You can do that. Only you have to work. But now, what beforehand, was a question of an identification. Where do I identify? I identify with one side. After you identify with that, now kicks in the responsibility. But the responsibility doesn't mean I won't change my mind. That is a responsibility which is very low. Yeah? That's a very low case of responsibility. Some of you stick to your decision. No, you work with a thing which even you saw beforehand. But you identified with one side, and this still is correct. Now you work with it. That's the achrayas. And there you grow. There this decision in your life makes you grow. And you identify with one side, and then the seichel says, well, that was true. It could be that there is another side there. But now I work with it. And now that's the beginning of being responsible for your life. You make a life decision, and now you are responsible for it. And you are responsible with the very same things which you saw, which made you a sophic. Yeah? Otherwise we didn't do anything. That's what I mean. Otherwise, what was it us, you know? No. It's that you don't turn the wheels back, that is really awesome. That's stubborn, yeah? Because you identify the one side, you don't turn the wheels back. And it's not only a sinful sticking to one side. No, it is a working with the other side. And that's the way you grow, and that's the way you develop. And today, I don't tell you that's why, but it's for sure part of it. Today, there is an amount of divorces going on in the world, which is just flabbergasting, you know? It's just what's going on. And a part of it, according to my opinion, for sure, a part of it is that people do not identify anymore. They only think, where is it beneficial, or where is it the right thing to do, or what is the seichel telling me? That's the whole reality people see themselves in. And then there is no consistency, and there is no identification, and you can't stick to anything. Yeah, you can't stick to anything because you do not identify with one side. That is the disaster we are in. Yeah, and we have to work on that. When we want to be responsible in our lives, we have to work on that koyach that there is, I identify with something. It's me. That's it. I am there, you know. I am there. But this being there, afterwards, I take responsibility for it, and I will work on the other side. That is what I think means that you are in your shikula das, and in your decision, you are responsible. Yeah? You decide something with the shikula das, and that reveals your being not connected. That means you'll be identifying yourself with that. Not being connected is not a good. We spoke about that last time. You know, being connected is not a good word. You do use that normally now, but being connected, that could be that I do it for you. But when you have to identify with a thing, it's only you are able to do that. No one can take you this work off. You know, that's only you. You are the only one which can say I identify with one side. So it's your work. You have to do it. And that's what the Boreh Olam wants. The Boreh Olam wants you, and he wants you, and he gets you, because you identify with one side. But afterwards, you will work out the other side with your Avodas Hashem or whatever it is. Yeah? So I think that is the clarity of this sugya. But this sugya has a big problem to it, because this is the thing that you can identify with a side which the taiva is there, and your rotzen is there. And it's not your identity there. It's tam, negiyah. And that is the difference between learning, where negiyahs are also there, and life decisions. In learning, you can bring a person to that he will admit that he makes a mistake. We spoke about last time, I don't remember. Yeah, we did? We spoke about going with him? No. No, when someone comes to you and he says a pshat, so he says a krum pshat, we are banana, you know? But then when you understand what means a negiyah, and he wants really to be right, when you understand what's a negiyah, the worst thing is that you dispute with him this thing. Because he will not admit, because he has a negiyah. So that's not fruitful. I think you did that once, Mr. Omer, that you have an argument with someone which very much wants to be correct, and then you try to bring the good argument, didn't go. The better, and even the better, and that guy doesn't move, because that's the negiyah, you know? So please don't do that, it's not fruitful. You go with him. But you are intelligent, and you guide him into a wall. And then you room, bah, into the wall. But that's the krum guy, but he will find a way out of that, yeah? Because he will be so krum that he will go around that wall. But when you are intelligent enough, you go with him along further, and then there will be another 2-3 walls till it's a total loss, you know. And then when there is a total loss, then he has to say, okay, what shall I do? There's Ktage the Tosis, and there's a Rashba, and there's a Rambam, and it doesn't work, you know. So he admits. So that's the way you go with a guy which has a negiyah in his seichel, but you can't go with him, because there is an objective text to deal with. When you have a life decision, there's no objective text. You can have a life decision, and you say, I identify with this, and it's a clear negiyah, you know. From outside you see it's clear, you know. And he doesn't see it, says, no, that's me, you know. And then what do you want to do? There's no wall, there's no text. Gesundheit could be the way you say, because there's a sofek, could be the way you say, but how do you guard yourself, how do you protect yourself from the negiyahs? How do you do that? You see that I could bring a lot of dugmos, which partly are nice and partly are not nice, but I bring a very nice one, you know. When you have, for example, a Rosh Kehil like me, you need money, you know. And when you need money, then there are people which have money. That's the modern chalukah the Boreh Olam made, you know. There are people which need money and people have money. And they are not the same, you know. So you go and speak with that guy, and then you are learning with him chavrusha. Because it's good to learn chavrusha with a person
You want money from him. So learn with him Chavrusa, and then you begin to say, tell yourself and to others, this guy had such a gewaltige Kop, you know, an edele Kop, and a Zabal Nefesh, and some Meuredik, and unbelievable, and I hear that once in a while, and then it's not so good in the ears, you know, because it makes like a gear though. And then he says, it's so unbelievable. It's Mamish Chavrusa le Katrila. And then once wanted to ask this Rosh Kel, are you such a Mefager that's a Chavrusa for you, le Katrila? Hopefully you can learn better, you know. Can learn better. You learn 20 years. Okay, but that's a Chavrusa le Katrila, you know. A Mamish Meiredi. So no, don't do that. People at Baruch Hashem, I didn't have to decide so much. But when I would go to people and ask for money, and then I learn with him, Chavrusa, I will go around and say, you know what? I don't only want a little bit of his money. I want all of his money. And that's why I learn with him. Yeah? Not a little bit, all of it, you know? That's why, and then I can deal with his negir, you know? Otherwise, I put the negir under the rug. You know, that's what you do. And then you think you are clean. Mamish, meiredig. Mamish, a reine sach. Mamish, chas v'sholom. Kein sach nicht so. Mamish, rein. Rein, mamish, noki agav imei. Meiredig, you know. And the negias are coming out of here and here and from every single hole. The negias are coming out, you know. No, that's not good. This identification, I don't want that. You know. I want something which we could see that's clean. More clean. 100% clean, I don't know. But this has to be a mahalach. How we can see that that's me. And that's not my yetzahore. And that's not my negias. And that's not my gassestike negias. There's something there which is closer to me. And then I will be able to make a shikul adas and a achroa. And then could be that we'll see next time. Then could be you'll make mistakes. Nothing is foolproof, you know. But then through these mistakes you will learn yourself better. And you know yourself better, and you know yourself better, and you'll grow with the time in your own cleanness and in your own identification, because that's it's needed by the Shikul Adas. So that's what I wanted to clarify the sugya. I think now it's pretty clear that's the sugya. One is the halacha, and the other one is the building of the world. And there, your input is needed, but your input is needed with Shikul Adas. But the Shikul Adas is based on you and not on the seichel. Just imagine. Only to show you that. Just imagine, people say, when I will tell you, you have to decide yourself. Let's say you will be a bocher, student to make a dugma, yeah? And you come to me and I tell you, you decide yourself. You may not ask anyone, you have to decide yourself. And then you think it goes like this. The Mashgiach told me I have to decide myself. My intellect is mukbal, limited, yeah? Partially retarded, excuse me, yeah? But I'm limited. And this big godel has a much more advanced intellect. But out of some magical reasons, the Mashgiach told me that the Boreh Olam is interested very much in my partial retardation. That's right? That's what you think. Do you believe in such things? I don't believe in that. No. The Boreh Olam is not interested in your partial lacking intellect. No. And that's what you hear. Out of some magical reasons, I have to decide with a seichel. And the other one has a much better seichel. But out of some reason not known to me, someone tells me now, I may not go and ask that big man which has a much better seichel. I have to rely on my own seichel, perhaps in order to make me more self-confident, in order to make me more feeling better. All these wishy-washy modern, you know, psychologia beshekel, you know, all these things what you think, that's what you want, and that the Boreh Olam wants, my partial retardation, he's really interested in that. You believe in that? I don't. No! He wants your identification! You identify with one side! And that's he wants you! That's why you can't ask anyone. It's not because he wants your seichel mukbal. He wants you! And here you can't go to ask, yeah? That's the difference. And everyone, ask, think over it. When you don't get that, when I tell you, you have to decide yourself, inevitably, you think, I have to rely on my seichel, even though he is limited. And I may, out of some reasons, in this area, not go to ask someone which has a bigger seichel, because the Boreh Olam wants my seichel, which is limited. That's what you hear. That's nonsense. Makes no sense. Yeah? Whenever the thing is a question of seichel, go to the best one. No, it's not a question of seichel.
It's a question of your identification.
Here you can't go to anyone.
Or you need it stored in. You have to go to ask ages. You have to, that's what we'll speak next time. You have to clarify that. You have to clean it. You have to be a clean person. Okay? But then, your identification, that's what is needed. Okay? That's what I want to tell you for this time. Next time we'll see further on. I've come.